This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
We're always looking to add speed, but they got to be football players too. I'm never going to turn down speed. I promise you, I'm not. But we're always looking for everything. And so you want speed at many positions as you can. But football, as we know, it's not played on a track. And so it's the whole thing. We are evaluating the football player first, and then what else do they bring to the equation?
Brandon Bean today in Indianapolis. I don't love that. You know?
Football's not played on a track?
We know.
Yeah.
You said it twice. All right.
Yeah.
Got it. We know.
Yeah.
On the heels of Worthy's season,
right,
who you didn't pick to pick Coleman, I'm always looking to add speed. Not always, maybe.
Yeah. Maybe you thought football wasn't played on a track, and that's why you didn't value the idea of drafting Xavier Worthy.
I mean, really, it's like years of this. It's not – no one's – ever going to be critical of Brandon Bean for only picking the fastest guys in the, you know, at the combine. It's just, you know, how many years in are we? And it's just, it only goes so far to say, I'm always looking to add speed. I'd never turn it down. Well, what examples are there of the Bills adding speed? Samuel was supposed to be adding speed.
Sure.
And I can accept that he wasn't 100%, but it was a long season, and he ran sideways. He was McDermott's, right, one of his ways of stretching the field horizontally, which, frankly, for me, is also kind of an eye roll, you know? So, speed, if it matters to you.
Yeah, Deonte Hardy.
Deonte Hardy.
I think that's your list. And, yeah, I mean, as someone who, A, well, I mean, should I go back as far as I need to and then work my way forward? I mean, I say it all the time. Right after the Bills lost in the championship game the first time around to the Chiefs, like, it to me was very apparent on the field, like, I'm lacking high end here. I don't have anyone that really, like, Diggs is awesome and Davis is has a role, and, like, you know, that team had, I think, no, 13 seconds was Emmanuel Sanders. It was still John Brown and Cole Beasley. Like, I had a nice set of receivers, and Brown was a speed guy. I don't know how fast he was by the time he was playing a big role here, but that was his rep coming out of, you know, when they signed him, even, you know, speed guy,
yep,
all through his career in Arizona. So I should add, I guess, to be fair, put him on the list.
He suffices.
Yeah.
But these how you got pretty. Like, going back to Brown, when any GM, not to say that Breen doesn't deserve credit for it, but would have wanted to surround Allen with talent, you know, they did a great job there.
Yeah.
Brown and Beasley were a great job there. And Diggs was never the fastest.
Right.
But no one's either saying that he wasn't a good idea, a good get.
No, right. But still, all those guys were on that team. And I don't think, I mean, I don't mean to just be defending an opinion I had from 5 years ago as having to be absolutely correct. But I think it was an easy takeaway. I don't have look, Tyreek, Bean maybe even said it, right? There's only one of him, right? Because that's a track, that's a guy that's a track superstar type speed player, but is also a very dangerous, very good football player. So it translates. And, you know, that combination can be elusive, I suppose. But, man, I've wanted, oh, I'm just going a long way, it's not a lot of words. I've wanted it for more than 5 years. And that's why Worthy was such an idea worth investing into me, is there it is.
That's really it.
I'm in the market for one of these players, like a player at this position. I'm in the market. And here's a guy whose maybe premium trait is that. And he's, you know, consensus around where you're picking. And okay, let's just do it.
That's really it.
And it's, just couldn't do it. And I don't know what their reasons were. If they were worried about his slight build or football's not played on a track or whatever. I don't want to connect the dots that aggressively necessarily because I don't know why they didn't pick Worthy. Maybe they thought Worthy wouldn't be picked until 33. Maybe they loved him and wanted to pick him at 33. There's a story out there about how Joe Brady hit it off with him and that Worthy thought the Bills were going to pick him. So I don't know.
If that's the case,
what ended up happening?
But. You don't let the trade happen without asking and finding right. out who the Chiefs want of all teams.
Right.
That's easy to avoid. I choose to not believe the Bills were into Worthy in that moment because that was pretty avoidable what happened.
Yeah.
It was under their control. It's as simple as for me, like you're at the combine. Xavier Worthy broke the record for the fastest 40 time ever at the combine. He was the prototype of a speed receiver. That was it. There's no maybe. Like that was his brand. And here's Bean saying like, "Well, I'll always do it." Right at 1 year after, and we've lost to the Chiefs again, and Worthy had a big Super Bowl too. What after all that happened? I need a little bit of a caution light here on this. Like, I'll always do it. Well, you know, you didn't. And there was the example, arguably, of your time to do it and the player who was the, again, embodiment of that trait. Didn't do it. So, yeah, just...
Yeah, and the guy you ended up with is... to some degree, you couldn't be further apart style-wise. It doesn't mean he won't work eventually, but right now, for all their desire to get the good people, the best people, character, and all of that, and culture, everything that's being said about Coleman by them sounds like he didn't really lean into it enough. To some extent, like we need more. Like there is mess.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Sending going on that makes you, I think, worry about what kind of headspace the kid is in. And so you want, and I, look, I respect, I'm not against them trying to find the best people they can find, right, on and off the field. They've had a lot of success doing things the way they want to do it here, with character being at a premium. So I'm not trying to have it always here, but they made a choice, and the guy they chose here, not even a year since they've drafted him, is being told publicly, you got to dig in. I mean, it's not a great sign.
No, that's
while right. while the other guy, you know, I'll stop short of saying smashed, but
I don't want to hear him. I don't want to hear. I mean, he's going to be asked about it. He was today. I don't want to hear any more about just like I'll draft speed. You know, to say twice in the same answer that football is not played on a track is, you know, condescending. Like we don't know that. We I get it, but you could use it, and it's been true, and it's still true, and you lost again, and you lost to the team that did the thing that you're being asked about in that one player and on a trade from you. Not that they didn't also get your quarterback in a trade with the Bills. All right. That was a lot.
All right, we're in a really good place right now.
I know. Was it the Sabres are talking about? What's going on in there?
What was your other F word?
I'm saving it. I'm saving the other F word.
Okay, all right.
That went on for a while.
I didn't mean to rush you. Just, you know.
Do you have a receiver you like?
In the draft?
Yes. Is it still that guy from Oregon?
Yeah, kind of.
So, as a fantasy player, like, I'm really into the next few days to see. I mean, I've read how 40 times, Worthy, you know, included, but 40 times are not that predictive of a career. I mean, it's one piece of it. Last year, we had Brian Thomas, who did great anyway, but also A.D. Mitchell, guys who didn't have the, you know, yards per route run stuff. That didn't look good on them. But, again, Thomas looks like a great pick for Jacksonville. What would it be or when? The Bills don't have a third as of now. And that's maybe when I'd want to do this, from what I've read about the class, that you don't need to draft after the top guy, McMillan, anyway, or Travis Hunter, if it turns out that he's going to be a receiver. Cleveland said today they are looking at him as a receiver, Travis Hunter, who also plays corner. I think you've got, it sounds like you've got 10 to 15 players that are pretty flat. And I don't want to draft the first guy on a list like that. I want to draft the last guy. That's maybe a little bit like last year, too.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not going to end up that way. There are going to be hits and misses. You had Brian Thomas and you had Jalen Polk, who were really not drafted that far apart from each other. And the latter of those two guys basically did nothing for New England. Anyway, if you want speed, Isaiah Bond would be somebody. Maybe he goes in round two from Texas.
Right. Yep.
Trey Harris from Ole Miss. Like, you've got guys that are more the speed. Harris is also big.
Yep.
And then there are a lot of those guys that don't get lauded for their speed. Like, you've got the Jack Besh, or Beshes, if you want.
Mm-hmm.
If that's how you even say it. I never looked that one up. Of the world. Anyway, so.
Yeah,
pick your favorite flavor.
Yeah,
in there.
Tez Johnson to me is, where he ends up, if their, say, their second round pick is too soon for a guy like that, that's the Oregon guy you referenced earlier. Then maybe that's where not having a third could really sting you.
They're gettable,
because if that's where he is supposed to be slotted in, I don't know. I think after this week unfolds and everybody runs their times, we'll start getting a better idea of where at this time of the year, I mean, I'm still seeing Bond and Tez Johnson are CBS here. This is Trapasso's site. He's not in charge of the whole thing, but they're ranked.
He told me he was.
They're ranked in the hundreds here now, but that has been unchanged since this first went up. As you know, as soon as I looked when football was winding down, so surely that's going to change as we go here. But like, I don't want to overdraft somebody like that, but I like the idea. I think there could be value in a smaller guy like Johnson. The biggest concern about him is that he weighs like he's 160 pounds. And that's worthy to an extent. Worthy's was a little heavier than that, but small guys. And I just don't know that the rules, the way the game is being played now, that teams shouldn't wake up to the idea that I don't need you to be 210. I don't need you to even be 185. Like, we can make it work. Can you get out the line of scrimmage? Everybody that we've talked to that I've brought him up to, I talked to was it Mike Renner on Friday? Zach said, like, you can't get your hands on him at the line of scrimmage.
Too similar to Shakir. Slot.
Yeah.
Not big. $60 million today.
Right. I'm enamored of the speed, but if he's a slot guy, then I probably got to remove him from my list. I got to find a new guy.
You need a small burner. That's what you need. Because if he's a big burner, you're not getting him.
Right. Well, that's what.
Those are rare.
He's a small burner, but he's so
too small
that he's not going to get too
Tank
small.
Dell.
Damn it.
Tank Dell. No, yeah. He's good. Pre-injury, anyway. He's good.
Well, right.
He was good.
This is what Renner said to me on Friday. How did he get hurt? Blocking in the run game.
Which was stupid.
Right.
But then this year, on a great catch.
Yeah.
That was a tough one. 803-0550, if you have a thought on the Shakir decision by the Bills or their upcoming draft. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here for your calls until 6, at which time it's Sabres pregame home to Anaheim tonight. This is WGR.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.